All right, Scott Graham is with us. He is with the Michigan Brewers Guild. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, and thanks for talking about the UP Fall Beer Festival.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, we have a lot of craft beers up here made in the Upper Peninsula, and we, of course, consume a fair share of out-of-the-area beers. But tell me, first of all, about your organization.
Well, the Michigan Brewers Guild is a Michigan nonprofit trade association, and we're organized with the primary purpose of promoting the breweries in the state and protecting the business of breweries in the state. So our biggest annual promotions are our four beer festivals throughout the year, and one of them coming up is the 15th annual UP Fall Beer Festival.
It'll be in Marquette. Talk with me a little about the growth you've seen, Scott, over the years in breweries across, in particular, the Upper Peninsula here.
Well, there are a lot more breweries up there now than there were 20 years ago, and I think that's true of the whole state and even the country. But, yeah, there are many breweries in the Upper Peninsula, and I can remember the early days of this festival, there were probably, I don't remember exactly, maybe 40 or 50 breweries, and this year we'll have close to 100 with hundreds of different beers, more than any one person could or should try to sample all of. But it's a great way to spend an afternoon with some friendly folks, and it's a lot of fun if you are already pretty familiar with local breweries. But the cool thing is it's great if you're not familiar with local breweries, because there's so many different beers you can try, whether it's a lighter beer, a darker beer, a sweeter beer, a bitter beer, a sour beer, a fruity beer. There are just so many different varieties, and it's really fun to have them all in one setting with a bunch of friendly folks.
What is it that makes locally produced beer better, maybe, than the standard Budweisers and, you know, the Millers, you know, the big ones?
Well, I guess it depends on what you like, right? The beer from the large industrial brewers in the country is, I wouldn't call it bad, but I would say it's intentionally not interesting, maybe even intentionally boring. That doesn't mean it's bad. It's just intended to not have very much flavor. Where local brewers really try and put lots of flavor into the beer, and they also make lighter beers too. I think we all enjoy a light-tasting, refreshing beer from time to time, but it's also fun to get an interesting IPA or a nice porter, an Oktoberfest in the fall, a Bock in the spring, you know, summer seasonal wheat beers. It just, people do want more in their beer, and I think we've seen them want more in their coffee and more in their bread, and they're interested in different cheese varieties. So I think it's not just beer, but all things that we consume. It's nice for them to have a local tie. It's nice to feel connected to them, and it's nice when they're interesting.